האם זה באמת סגולה בדוקה? אז סגולה ללמוד בזה.
Erev Tov, good evening, Dobre Vietra. We are in the Zera Shimshon on Parshas Tazria. We're going to do Oschas, section number 8. Before we begin, let's take a look at a pasuk from our Parsha, and actually also two psukim from the next Parsha, from Parshas Metzora, which are very nogea to the discussion. So let's take a look first towards the end of Parshas Tazria. We're looking at Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Men Vav, and the Torah says as follows: Kol Yemei Asher Hanega Bo, all of the days that the affliction of Tzaras is on a person, Yitma, he will be impure. Tamehu, he is contaminated, he is impure. So a person with Tzaras, with this skin disease that comes from a spiritual cause, as long as the person has it, the person is tame. The person is ritually impure. Badod yeshev michutz lamachane. The person should sit outside of the camp, should dwell outside of the camp in isolation, alone. Badod yeshev michutz lamachane moshavo. This person's dwelling, where this person should live, should be outside of the camp in isolation. So if a person became a mitzora, if a person was stricken with tzara'as, then that person had to leave. If it was during the time of the B'nai Yisrael's travel in the Midbar, that person had to leave, go outside of all three camps. We'll talk about the three camps in a moment. That person had to leave completely where B'nai Yisrael encamped, and live outside of all of the camps until his affliction was healed and cured and cleared up, and then he was allowed to come back and rejoin his family and the Jewish people. That's the first pasuk. Now let's look in Parshas Metzora. This is Perek Yud Dalet, the beginning of Metzora, Perek Yud Dalet, Psukim Beis and Gimel. Zos Tiye Toras HaMetzora, this is the law of the Metzora, the person with Tzaras, B'yom Taharaso, on the day he is purified, Vehuva el hakohen, and he should be brought to the kohen. Next pasuk, v'yotza hakohen el michutz lamachane, the kohen should go out to outside of the camp, v'ro'a hakohen, and the kohen should look at the person's the spot or spots on where the person was afflicted previously with tzaras, v'hine nirpa nega hatzaras min hatzarua, and behold, the affliction of tzaras has been healed and cleared from the tzarua. So those are two psukim that are also very important. Okay, let's jump right in. Section Ches in the Zera Shimshon, section 8 on Parshas Tazria. Pasuk, the pasuk says, Behuva el hakohen, the person with tzaras should be brought to the kohen. Uchasiv acharav, and the next pasuk says, "V'yotza hakohen el michutz lamachane." The kohen should go out to outside of the camp. Uperish Rashi. Rashi explains, what does it mean? The kohen should go outside of the camp. Chutz l'sholosh machanos. The kohen should go outside of all three camps. So to understand that for a moment, let's pause. When B'nai Yisrael lived in the Midbar, they encamped, their camping setup was arranged into three different camps. The innermost camp was called Machane Shechina, the camp of Hashem's presence, and that was the Mishkan itself. Around the Mishkan where the Levium lived, that was the next camp, and they encircled the Mishkan, and that was called Machane Levia, the camp of the Levium. And then outside of that area, all of the different Shvatim lived and camped on the different sides, all the way around the first two camps. And that was called Machane Yisrael. So you had those three camps. So if a person had Tzaras, that person had to exit and leave from all three camps. Let's say the person was a Levi, then they had to leave Machane Levia and also Machane Yisrael and be outside of that. If a person was a Yisrael, who already lived in the outermost camp of the three camps, then that person would leave the outermost camp and have to set up a tent and live outside of that, outside all of the camps. And the pasuk says the Kohen would come out to exit all three camps to come out to inspect and hopefully purify the person with tzaraas. So that's what we know so far. The imkein kosher, if so, there's a problem. The Eich Ko'amar V'huvo El HaKohen, how can the Pasuk say that the person with Tzaraas will be brought to the Kohen, Imadayin Hu Oser Likones, if the person with Tzaraas is still forbidden to enter any of the three camps? How are we going to bring the person with Tzaraas to the Kohen if the person cannot come in even to the Machane Yisrael, even to the outermost camp? The Adarabba, just the opposite. Sarech HaKohen sheyetze lechutz. The Kohen is going to need to go outside of all three camps, kedei lir oso, in order to see the person with tzaraas and inspect that person and see if the tzaraas has cleared up, in which case the Kohen can purify, can begin the purification process and pronounce that the person's tzaraas affliction has been terminated. But the question is, what does it mean to bring the person with tzaraas to the Kohen if in the next pasuk we're already told that the Kohen leaves all three camps to come visit the person? Which one is it, so to speak? Is the person with tzaraas being brought into the camp to see, meet the Kohen, or is the Kohen exiting all three camps, as Rashi stated, and understanding the pasuk to come inspect the sarua, the person with tzaraas? Next paragraph. V'yesh lomar, and we can say, shedin hamitzora hu leishev chutz lamachane. The law for a person with tzaraas is to dwell, as long as he or she has tzaraas, outside of the camp. The hainu chutz mikol ha'ayoros ha'mukafos choma, which translates, once the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael, then to go outside of all of the camps means to go outside of any walled city, any and all walled city. The person was not allowed to live inside of a walled city. So we have to pause here again to explain what this means, because the Zera Shimshon has transitioned from talking about the law of a Mitzora during the time in the Midbar, when the Mishkan was the Machane Shechina, to now talking about once Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and conquered and settled the land. So what happened then was as follows. The initial step was that the Beis HaMikdash became the Machane Shechina, in place of the Mishkan being the Machane Shechina. The Beis HaMikdash was the innermost camp called the Machane Shechina, the camp of the divine presence. Then outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the rest of Har HaBayis, the rest of the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdash stood, was referred to as Machane Leviyah and had the same laws as the Machane Leviyah, the place where the Leviyim had camped in the Midbar, and that was the middle section, the middle camp. And then the rest of Yerushalayim was called Machane Yisrael, and those were the three camps. Once those were the equivalent areas, once Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, conquered the land, and settled in Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash was built. So you had those three areas. However, Yehoshua established, and of course, this was before the Beis HaMikdash was built, much, much later by Shlomo HaMelech. But Yehoshua established the law that that for the purposes of a tsarua, a person with tzaraas, they not only had to leave Yerushalayim, but they couldn't dwell within any walled city. He gave every walled city in Eretz Yisrael the din, the law, the status of Yerushalayim, and said that a tzarua cannot just leave Yerushalayim and dwell in some other walled city. He had to be outside of all walled cities. Yerushalayim, of course, which was the Machane, had the law of a Machane Yisrael, but also all of the other walled cities. So now that's what the Zeresh Shimshon is saying here, that when a tzarua, a person with tzaraas, left and went into so to speak, quote unquote, isolation, then that person could not live in Yerushalayim and could not live in any walled city. Aval lefamim, but sometimes efshar sheyikba diroso, that person possibly could establish his dwelling place chutz mehair, outside of the city, b'makom rachok, and be far away from the city. Vilif amim b'makom karov, and sometimes that person could be near the city. So when a person with saras left the city, whether it was of some other walled city or whether that was Yerushalayim, they could then choose to set up a temporary dwelling space right outside of the walls of that city, like right outside of Yerushalayim's walls, or outside, right outside of the walls of a different walled city, or far away from any particular walled city. They could go dwell in the woods, in the forest somewhere. They could dwell far away. V'ha-kohen hu mechuyov, and the Kohen was obligated, kishye yikra'uhu, when they called him lirosas ha-metzora, to see and inspect the metzora. When a Kohen was notified that there was a person with saras, and again, this is talking about when B'nai Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, not talking about the Midbar now, when the Kohen was called and told there's a person with saras, he had to... Lirosas haMetzora, he was called to go see the Metzora. Lihizokek lo tekef umiyad, the Kohen had to leave immediately to go tend to the Tzorua. To Moshe Posik, a Rambam, a Perek Tes, Mehilchos Tumas Tzora, says the Rambam Paskins in the ninth chapter of Hilchos Tumas Tzora. The Imkain, next paragraph, Hayisi Omer, if so, if that was the rule, if that's the law, then I can say she'avkishe kova diroso rochok mehair, even when the tsarua has set himself up far from the city, yiyeh mechuyev hakohen lelech acharav, I might think that the kohen would be obligated to go after him, adam mokom asher husham, wherever he is. So we might think, had the Torah, as we'll see in a moment, not expressed itself the way it did, we might think that a Kohen would have to go and find the Tzorua and travel however far he needed to travel to reach the Tzorua, to reach the person with Tzaras. Mishum hochi kamash malon kra, because we might have this idea, the Torah came to teach us, shemitchilo yovilu es hametzora ad samoch la'ir. First, before anything happened, they would bring the person with saras close to the city where the Kohen lived. Shehakohen ein lochi of elalotzeis chutz lemachane, because the Kohen only has an obligation to exit the city that he is living in, velo yoser, and not more than that. So now let's go back and look at the two psukim again, at least the words from the two psukim again that the Zera Shimsho quoted. And now we'll understand what the Zera Shimshon is explaining and elucidating for us. The first pasuk says, "V'huvo el hakohen," the tsarua, the person with saras, should be brought to the kohen. And the next pasuk says, "V'yotza hakohen el michutz lamachane," the kohen should go outside of the camp. So the Zera Shimshon, of course, his original question was, how do we put together these two psukim? Are we bringing the person with saras into the camp to visit the Kohen? Or are we bringing the Kohen outside of the camp? In which case, why is the Torah saying that the Tzorua is coming in, seemingly coming in to come see the Kohen? So the Zera Shimshon answers and he says, no. What's going on is the Torah is describing the situation that will exist once B'nai Yisrael is set up and established in Eretz Yisrael, and a person with saras could live anywhere in the country as long as it's not within a walled city, not within Yerushalayim or any other walled city, according to Takonas Yehoshua, the rule that Yehoshua established. So a Kohen, you might think, would have to go out to visit the Tzorua wherever he was and travel hours and hours to find him. So the Torah says, no, you have to bring the tsarua to the Kohen, which doesn't mean bring him inside of a walled city because that's forbidden. So it means bring him to the city where the Kohen lives, and he can set up right outside. He can wait right outside of the city. And then the Kohen will go out of the city and the tsarua will be right there. So both of those things have to happen according to these two psukim and the arrangement that the Torah made so that the Kohen will be able to fulfill his obligation of immediately and quickly as possible leaving his dwelling city and go out to find and inspect the tzaruah. He has to do that, but the tzaruah first has to be brought close to that city so that the Kohen doesn't have to do more than exit the city to come meet with the tzaruah, because that is the limit of his obligation. He's not required to go and travel all around tremendously long distances to find out where the tzaruah is and to go there. That is what the Zera Shimshon has explained to us in this short but very fascinating piece section. Ches, Yashar Koach, to joining us in the learning of the Zera Shimshon on Parshas Tazria, and we look forward to learning again in the Zera Shimshon on next week's Parshas Mitzorah.